and welcome to Find Your Voice with Kathy Tazik, Senior Vice President, Client Services for Sedgwick. This is your 21st century podcast looking at the claims industry. Kathy brings a fresh and interesting perspective to the topics that are of interest to you today. And now, here is Kathy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our second show of Find Your Voice. I'm really excited this afternoon to have one of my very dear colleagues, Karen Bloom, with me. You will notice right away one thing about Karen. She is most definitely from the East Coast. Karen's been with Sedgwick last year as effectively 2 years and previously came from the risk management department of a major employer in North America. I'm really happy to have you here, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. Kathy, I actually thought it was find your accent, not find your voice.
Well, maybe we're going to find both as we go through this. I'm sure that we will. We have a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about today. And the first one is, I mentioned in the introduction that your experience was first on the customer side. I'm really working at the employer level on a pretty major program. So you had the experience of coming over to Sedgwick from the client side. So what are some of the things you could say that you've learned about what it is you thought we did when you were a customer and what you know we do now?
Well, going back some time, my first experience working with Sedgwick as a client was in the mid-90s when I transitioned to a new job with a retailer to run their claims operation. And Sedgwick just happened to be their active TPA for both comp and liability. Oh, shoot, Kathy, did I say mid-90s? I hope our listeners aren't that good with math.
I know.
I don't want them to calculate my age. But if they must, I'll save them the trouble, everybody. I'm in my mid-20s. Hey, so much for our core value operating openly. But come on, folks. What woman operates openly about her age? I'll wait for that matter. Okay, back on topic. Over the years, from the client side, I always felt Sedgwick had a niche in retail. Coming from a retail environment, I felt that Sedgwick understood the quirkiness that sometimes exists in the retail sector. And those listeners who, one, can understand my accent and who have spent time in retail know exactly what I mean about quirky. Retailers, as a result of this quirkiness, we would need to create these sustainable claim expense reduction programs customized for our type of environment, which always included high turnover and minimal resources at our store level. And Sedgwick, as a client, seemed to get that better than most. And they would work with me very collaboratively to understand my operation, and we would be able to track, measure, monitor, and tweak if needed, customize to my operation. So that was a big piece that I felt as a client, was that customization and understanding of my really type of quirky environment. Sedgwick seemed to be very strong with claim systems that I worked on compared to others, and that was something that, as a client, that I felt very strong about, that they seemed to have a premier claim system, which actually leads into the next strength as a client that I saw with Sedgwick, was their strength in analytics and data. Now,
do you feel like you've got to see that in a different perspective, being an employee versus being a customer?
Yes, as far as with the analytics, I as a client and other clients that are out there listening, I was a bit skeptical when it comes to data. And this probably resonates with some of our more cynical self-insured listeners, that they may have the following view, that anyone can take metrics and manipulate them to demonstrate what they want. I would be lying, Kathy, if I told you as a client I never thought that on a few occasions when dealing with many of my vendors, but let me get the record straight that I have found here. Crap results are crap results no matter which way you slice it. And great results are great results no matter how you slice it. And until I came over this side, did I really see that. I am far less cynical than I used to be.
Well, that's good to know, Karen. And you just celebrated, as I reminded you of last week, your 2-year anniversary here. And I'm proud and happy to say that you're part of my team at Sedgwick that services a variety of customers. So you've got to learn a little bit firsthand about how our culture works. And I'm, as you know, really interested in promoting a very healthy and robust workplace culture, because I think that we spend so much time at work that we should really enjoy each other and enjoy what we do to the best that we can while we do a great job for our clients. What have you learned, and how would you describe the culture of working at Sedgwick?
Well, spoken by a true East Coaster, Kathy, I would say the culture here is wicked awesome. One core value that just continues to keep hitting me right back in the middle of my face, and I'm happy it does, is operating as one team and one company. It's one of the core values, and it's one that everybody exercises. That has been at the forefront of the culture that I have experienced in my 2 years with Sedgwick. Being new to this environment, I had to source multiple different colleagues and departments at Sedgwick for help, especially when you didn't return my call. Yeah, I had to be more strategic, just teasing. Hey, I hope I still have a job after this interview.
Me too.
Okay, good, because I don't want Find Your Voice to end up being Find a Job for Karen. But in case it does, all you listeners, I am a great hire. But anyways, back to our culture. People really care about each other at this organization, and they care just as much about their customers. They're open and creative out-of-the-box solutions, which, of course, supports another core value of embracing change. As long as these programs are properly vetted and all indications is that the program will produce an ROI for our customer. So we can be thinking out of the box as much as we want, but if it's not going to garner the results that's intended to, it doesn't matter how crazy an idea it is. But coming to Sedgwick, Kathy, you've got to understand, prior to me joining Sedgwick, my core business was within a retail operation that did not specialize in risk or claims. So when I came to the vendor side at Sedgwick, I'm interacting with all risk claims insurance professionals, which is very different, especially
exactly.
You, Kathy. You being one of the most talented of all.
Well, let me ask you a question, Karen. Did you feel like you were well taken care of when I recently forced you to retire your BlackBerry in favor of an iPhone?
Well, let's be honest. It really wasn't a BlackBerry. It was my back phone. Kathy is being kind, saying that she pushed me to better technology, but as much as everybody embraces change, I really like my bad phone, Kathy. But yes, technology, we need to get with the times, because with my bad phone, I couldn't keep up getting back to everybody. So iPhone now is definitely meeting the need.
And that's just one example of our advanced technology at Sedgwick. You know, we brought Karen over from the customer side and forced her into an iPhone from the BlackBerry. It was a switch, but we're still teaching her how to text. And Karen, kind of moving on a little bit, your job with Sedgwick is to work, as many of our colleagues do, on one customer program 100% of your time, which can be a blessing and a challenge just to get information, you know, the right kinds of information and exposure. So can you tell us a little bit about that, just in how you work with all of the colleagues in operations to provide great customer service to this one large customer?
Absolutely. Being ultimately responsible and just dedicated to one program is actually great in the sense that I'm able to really understand their operation and also understand that one of their major goals is a continuous improvement model. So one of the areas that have helped me work with my operational partners here is that immediately when I came to the TPA side, I could empathize and understand my customer's viewpoint in seconds. And I was able, and as a result, I was able to spend significant time with my operational partners and share the viewpoint of our customer to very detailed. And as a result, they embrace that perspective, and they have a stronger understanding of what our customer operation is and why certain programs or processes are designed in a certain way to work within their environment. This goes back to what I talked about a little earlier, Kathy, about quirky. I do support a retailer, and sometimes retailers' environments are quirky. If our operators understand why things are quirky and that we have to learn to meander within that quirkiness and be successful, they seem to embrace that continuous improvement model, and then they jump on board And then they help execute with the excellence. So that, I think, has been a big part of helping me with the operational partners, plus doing all those things like monthly meetings, monitoring quality audit scores, meetings on age pending goals and how we're trending every month, reviewing key performance indicators. But I think a lot of all that stems out of having the proper lens on as we view our customers' programs. And that, I think, has been a huge help.
That's great. And one more area I wanted to cover, because it's something that we've worked on together that you've just done a phenomenal job on, and it's really an industry trend that Sedgwick is focused on in 2014. And your particular program has a significant focus on advocacy for injured workers, making sure that we're doing the appropriate explanation of benefits, making sure we're doing the right thing, which is, of course, part of our culture at Sedgwick as well. What does that term advocacy and that model mean to you?
It actually means a couple of things to me, Kathy, and by no means am I listing this in any order of importance, because in my book they're all just as critical. Advocacy drives better claim outcomes. Advocacy also increases productivity for our customers' operations with happier, healthy associates returning to work sooner after an injury. And just as important, and what I believe is a core function of our existence here at Sedgwick, is to help the injured associate in a time of need in which being injured and potentially out of work can be overwhelming. And we as an organization can be there for them to help get them through this injury. So that's what advocacy means to me on the current program and in general in the claim. But advocacy, when you talk about it, Kathy, you could talk about it in the general sense. Kathy, what's the real reason you and I get along so well?
Because we have a common sense of humor and we relate to each other.
Yes, but it also is because for the last 2 years we have been advocates for each other. I am out there yapping what a fantastic leader and boss I have, and that you're providing me with the resources to exceed my customers' expectations. Okay, I should probably keep it real, but I do want to throw in a few finer points when I can get them.
That's a good one, and a good tip, even though I didn't give you the tip prior to the broadcast. So I think it's an outstanding response. But overall, very true. You know, one of our our core values of one company, one team, that's part of it. All of that is part of just making sure everybody's getting better every day so we can do the right thing for customers.
Absolutely. What's really cool about the advocacy program is that we are embedding and promoting advocacy for our injured associate during the claim process. And as soon as we do that, we are able to guide them to a healthy and quicker recovery. And at the same time, they're feeling very good about the whole process, and that translates back to their employer. They feel like their employer cares about them and that they've hired a third-party administrator that is really going to make sure they get back to pre-injury health. So it's really, to me, advocacy is a win-win.
Yeah, and you know, Karen, in our first show, Daryl Brown was talking about, we were talking about advice to people who were thinking about our industry as a career. And one of the pieces of advice he gave to people was that if they were interested in helping people and helping companies at a time when something unfortunate happens, that it's a great place to be with a lot of opportunity. Sounds like you share that, and it's a great reminder to all of us and sort of a common thread throughout our shows that our industry really is here to help people, both the customer side as well as the injured worker at a time where something unfortunate has happened. It sounds like on your customer program we found some creative ways to do that, and we'll be talking more about that as the show goes on. And we're about running out of time, but I just wanted to tell you, first of all, I appreciate the plugs, because as your boss it's always a good thing. But honestly, I want to really tell you thank you, because I appreciate the perspective you have coming from an employer and coming over to working with us and taking what you learned at that employer and applying it every day for one of our most valued customers. So, Karen, thank you so much for joining today, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody again on our next edition of Find Your Voice.
Thanks, Kathy. My pleasure.